Maar oil of gasse, menuche. Or Shabbos bo menuche. Calls of enigma Muhammad. That the world needed menuche, and Shabbos is a day of menuche. Menuche sa nefesh. Menuche sa bria. So, the Salavius Masber, the Rashi means it tells us as follows. Sadi bechal kibay mashri, that the 6 days of the Yimei of Yitzira, HaKadosh Baruch created Hadashis. New things, the Bria Kula, the Cham of Rabbanu Lekachavim the Mazalas, the Deshe, all the beautiful plants, animals, and so on. There was a Tzchachis every single day. Yom HaShvi, the seventh day, there was no ischachus. There was not something new. But the seventh day had that which we existed before the Bria. Before the Bria. It's Mein Olam Haba. Everything was constant. Not with ischachus. This was the Yom HaShvi. Shlishis Yomim Bord Bo Dover Chodesh, as the Beis Halevi says, Ma'oz V'Hola Bora B'Chol Rega Atuna Shehoi Olam Berega HaKodim Sheketeva Kisidur Borshim. But the Yom HaShvi is what he created, and it was a creation without any ischachus. Meaning as follows: Ma'ashenki Ba'Basa B'Dam, a person can work very hard and finally come up with a beautiful kli, a vessel. But afterwards he leaves the vessel takes care of himself. Stands by himself, doesn't have to hover over it. Ma'ashenkin the Bo'olam. The Bo'olam created the world in 6 days. He didn't forget it the seventh day. He needed a kli bo'olam on the seventh day also. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need the kli after he finished it. He walks away, he finishes work. There's no shakas with the kli anymore. He sells the kli. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been toppled with the kli, the Bo'ur Olam, even beyond HaShvi, even on the seventh day. And this day of the seventh day, it says in the Pasuk, Be'yivarach lekim eshem HaShvi v'kaish oso, ki moshaz mechum lachta eshem Bo'urim asos. Be'yivarach lekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarach this day. This day, Kitchivamon, wherever the Pshatim are, and even from Bracha. But more than that, the day itself gives off Bracha. As we say in the Davening, a beautiful piyut, which halach is that if we not allowed to skip it. No matter how late we come into Shul, and that is after Adon Olam, the Kala Shishoas Mikla Masim. That Shabbat Shalom Hashvi, Shabbat Shabbat Bekom Lachto, the Yom Hashvi Mishabech Viomer. The Yom Hashvi itself is Mishabech. The day itself, the Bria itself. It's the Yom of Pleiadik HaMaisa, Pleiadik HaMaisa. I don't know if you think it's Pleiadik. I don't think it's a remagish the Maisa. It's a little bit remote from the Maisa. And that is the Chavetz Chaim. Many believe that the Chavetz Chaim and Ruach HaKodesh. And Chavetz Chaim worked on the Mishnah Berurah for over 30 years. It wasn't only him, his Talmidim. Gedolim worked on the Mishnah Berurah for over 30 years. And Chavetz Chaim, when he finally finished the Mishnah Berurah, he said, I'm going to make a Seudah. For 6 days, every covered, every hill, there were six walking. The Seudah wasn't just potato chips. It was a real Seudah, Shemek, Vishayta. It took hours and hours. People came, the Doyador, the Rabbanim, Chashivim, and the Chachamim, and sat for hours every single day at this beautiful, expensive Seudah, and they discussed all the halachas, the many pertinent halachas in that chiluk. So, Galat, Chay Beis, Chay Yudimu, Chay Dal, and so on. The last day was Friday, the Saturday, Sunday, the last day was Friday. Then one noon, 6 halachim, you leave, you go home for Shabbos. Chaim came on Friday and said, Rabosai, I had a cholah. that Shabbos came to me, and Shabbos said, make a Suda, another Suda covered Shabbos. Shabbos came to me. The Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos is itself a bracha. The day is something. The Shabbos itself is something in that day. There's some Kedusha in that day. As the Chafetz Chaim mentions Zagdamo in Tamisha Brewer, Hilchos Shabbos, he says that Amar Rav Loza Rav Anina, Matzim B'Torah, Nevi'im K'suvim, Shekur Shabbos Kenegat Kormesis. The Shabbos is Kenegat Tayyar. He brings a riot. He says, Ad Ono, Me'anto Lishmo Misfosai Visarosai. And after it says, Roh, Ki Hashem Nosen Lachem HaShabbos. Gives you Shabbos. And here's the riot. The Shabbos Kenegat Kormesis. He brings a riot for Nevi'im, Becheskim. What does it mean, Shabbos Kenegat Kormesis? Shmir Shabbos, he gets 613. What does it mean? So Bali Musar, Reli Alapyan, is Mazvi as follows. But every mitzvah in the Torah is connected in Aver in one's body. The purpose of the hand is not to hit. The purpose of the hand is to help the other hand transfer. The right, the left. Every part of the body has a purpose behind it. And every part of the body is one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. And every body, a part of the body becomes mushpa, becomes elevated through the mitzvah. It's not the massage. It's not just the underarm lotion that gives a reach. A reach tov. I need the lotion. I need the mouthwash. The mouth needs the mouthwash. The mouthwash needs the mouth. Who needs what? The mouth needs Torah. The hand needs a tongue. Maybe more than the underlying arm lotion. We need it. Comes Shabbos, and Shabbos affects the entire bria, the entire goof. That's just one angle. The entire goof is affected by the Shabbos. It's Kenegat Tayyar. It's Tayyar Mitzvahs. The whole body is affected, is elevated, is mushpa. That's just one aid for the body. The entire body. So much so, Chazal tell us, it's Chushmir Shabbos, Kehalacha, Mogel Limchol Kalavanosov. It's Mechil Zavonis. That means if a person is an Oyder Avonis Oyder, and he keeps Shabbos, not putting on Tefillin, not Birchas Amazon, but he keeps Shabbos, Kineged Kor. The Shabbos, he reaches such a high dargo, there's more HaKavanosim. That's the Shmir Shabbos. That's Shabbos. Understand this a little bit more. The beautiful Brisker Rav that tries to explain the question that many of us have, and the Mizmer Shir Yom HaShabbos. Chazal tell us, the Mizmer Shir Yom HaShabbos, when we say Tov Lo'os Hashem, the Zama Shimcha Elyon, was said by Adam Rishon. And it's not Tov Lo'os Hashem, it's the Tzvadus Hashem. The Mizmer Shir Yom HaShabbos is a vidui. A vidui that Adam Rishon was Mizvad and Nechet and the Yetzer Das. This week's Seder, everything that happened in one Seder, tells us all from a few hours, the Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos, takes in all the Chatoyim, and Binyan Ganim, the Arba Ganim, that happened only in a couple hours, the morning Seder. So it says, Mizmer Shir Yom HaShabbos was said by Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon said Mizmer Shir Yom HaShabbos. That's what the Medrash says. But when the Mishnah Tumah, it doesn't say that. The Mishnah Tumah, also Gemara Rosh Hashanah, tells us the Mizmer Shir Yom HaShabbos is talking about the Yasser Rabbah. But it was not the Bria that was. Bria Zah Ola Chet Adam Rishon. It goes on what? It goes on the future. It goes on the future. So they have a steer. It goes on the past, it goes on the future. Here the Brisker Rav discusses that Bemis, if you look in the Perek of Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, it discusses everything but Shabbos. Speak about Shabbos? Doesn't speak about the Kedushin Shabbos? Doesn't speak about Yisra Malacha? He wants to say that in the first aspect, the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos refers to the Bria Soilo, that the Bria Adam Rishon Matzo Fun of Bria Achad Mechudeshes, Baron Kol Mechudish, but I did noticing Mizmor Shir Ozet, Yom HaShabbos Lo Nigmar Or HaBria, everything was created on Shabbos. I saw the bar. Everything stopped on Shabbos. So this is the beginning of the Mizmor. It said, "Vayali Kim Kol Hashiras Miterem Moed." It closely tells us, "Vayali Kim Hashvi." The Shabbos is Vaydah and the Ma'at of Bereishis. It's the beginning. And then he goes on and says, Ma'omko ma'asech ma'ashvosech. This is another image. The Pesukim tell us for the Rav, Ma'go ma'asech Hashem, Ma'omko ma'ashvosech yishba lo yedach sil yom yizos, Foreshimu akumu esev, Yasizik opo raven. This refers to what Chazal tell us, that Adam Rishon was shown the future. Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hara l'adam dor v'darshav, dor parnasav. He saw the whole future of the Bria. He knew what's going to be tomorrow. He knew what's going to be in Toshin Nun Tev and in Samach Abiyos Gonsav. He saw everything. And he saw that the Rishoyim will be punished. He saw that before he saw that we that think that Rishoyim are tzaddik, Barala, Rosh Vitovlo. That's what we see. We see Rosh Vitovlo. We see tzaddik Barala. We see a Holocaust. That's all we see. But Adam Rishon saw after the Holocaust. He saw everything. He saw everything. He knew everything. And he said, Mizmor Shir. He's the only individual that knew the whole Bria, the past, present, and future. Memela, this is what the Perek is talking about. It's talking about the past and the future. The Mishnah Tamid is talking about Yom Shekel Shabbos, Hanusof, Hanogah. So he's telling us about the Bria Soilo and the Hanoga Soilo. In Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, there are two aspects. The Bria Soilo, the beginning of the parrot, tells us about the Bria of Ma'agol Ma'asach Hashem. It tells us about Omkum HaShosem goes on the Osir. The Mela, if a person has this in mind, that Adam Marisha knows everything. He knows everything. He knows what the Osir will be, and he tells him what the Osir will be. So therefore, we should know what the Osir is. Because my father told me so. I know what the Osir will be. He was told already. It's no secret. He was told to Adam Rishon. We know what the Osir is. So if a person realizes that we know what the Osir is, we don't know what tomorrow will be, we know what tomorrow will be. And that can only be known and felt by persons of Shema Shabbos. Keeps the Shabbos. Mechabed the Shabbos. Ma'aning the Shabbos. But we must learn, what does it mean covered Shabbos? Kibbutz Shabbos, to get covered. Get covered for Shabbos. When you think about covered of Shabbos, covered of Tamei Chachamim, covered of Sefer Torah, what does that mean? The Sefer Torah needs your covered. The Shabbos needs your covet. Your parents need your covet. means some, the more you're mushka from something, the more cover you give it. You give cover because it has effect on you. If you took an esrog and you kissed it, kiss your esrog. But don't do that. Why do you have to kiss an esrog? This is mashpia. It's ashpon. Has ashpon. You give cover to something because he's a mashpia. He has not an ashpon, is not. It's something that you enjoy and love and mashpia. The more cover you get because you're mushpa. You want to be mushpa. Come into the Rav, come into the Torah, because you want to be mushpa from the Torah. That means pshat kabbat. Roya Pran says that's what means kabbat. To be kabbat means that you're mushpa. You want to have a shaykhus with it. You want to be close to it. I love my car, I love my baseball bat. Can you imagine? People, the last game of the history, the Detroit Tigers. So people came, Zakatim, and they saw on the old players, what a time of their life. Time of their life, as a simcha. They could hardly walk, these old people, so could the players. They came at that big event, the last game in the Brick Stadium, in the Tiger Stadium, the last game. Because it shows that that's what they love. Don't make fun. They love it. They can't come into it because they love it. They want to associate with it. They want to associate with it. But the man was dying of cancer. Had a couple hours to live. Because everyone was, I don't tell you the mood. So grandson wanted to bring a smile to his grandfather. So before you see the Shema, you whisper something in his ears. You smile and you see the Shema. You know what he told him? The Yankees won the World Series. Here's the science! That made him happy! Covet means you give covet to someone, not because the someone is a covet. You want to be worshiper. This is the other shaykhus with it. Shabbos, you have a shaykhus with the Shabbos. So Chofetz Chaim says, he tells very strong words. Chofetz Chaim tells us, Rav gives rushes in this. Here we have a bracha that Shabbos takes us away from the Zeus HaPecha Tachalecha. Shabbos is the day that we come closer to a Kodesh Baruch. Shabbos is the day that we feel that we felt on Yom Kippur. The day we felt on Simchas Torah. Shabbos is the day that we get closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we have the opportunity by Mekabbing the Shabbos to make it Shabbos earlier and end later. Marim Rabo, or Machin Ratzis. Baba Deir, an open day. In our door, we make it so late. We come in late and end early. We have, I think in 1400s, they decided they start Shabbos not with Baruch. But in Spain, in Faz, in Sfas, they decided not to with Baruch, but the Chonorat. Mechabed the Shabbos. We go into many places by Luchun and Rano. First of all, we're not even there. And we are there as a perfect time to Mavir Sedrik or to go to a Ksos. That's the perfect time to go to a Ksos. Especially when you sing Chodoidi, definitely go through Shas. That's the time to learn Dafyomi. The perfect Dafyomi time. That's the time to become a master. The Kabbalah Shabbos. To get more of the Shabbos. And then comes Mosoi Shabbos. The Seah, the 72 minutes, is crazy. It's a crazy Mizman. So it's crazy. But you keep the Shabbos longer. You think I pay a lot, it's not good. It's a crazy pshat. How can you speak that way? How can you be worthy of Shosayim? Such a rush. Longer. It's like the Chasana when they announce. The next course is being served. What do you do at that time? Start to dance. When they say, now is the time to dive a mile. Keep on singing Zmiris. Shabbos. To keep the Shabbos longer. Shabbos. Shabbos is Ashpo for the whole week. Shabbos at the end of the week. It's Bashmir from the beginning of it. This is so important. So important. The Shabbos, the Zmiris in Shabbos, the learning in Shabbos. Everything we do on Shabbos. Shabbos is the day to take the Kedusha, to take the Chilul Shasim Makabish, to elevate it. Shabbos. Not an off day, no shurim day, no school day. Shabbos. Elevate us. That's why a person says, I don't feel Yiddishkeit. I don't feel Yiddishkeit. What do you do on Shabbos? Besides sleep, what else do you do? To catch up in your sleep? Maybe you have to catch up in your ruchnias? Catch up in your davening? Shabbos? You have to be davening slow? You have to get in every word a couple of Shabbos? Shabbos! Shabbos! This is something that's so strange to us. Our job is just to hear shur and to learn. Shabbos! Kedusha Shabbos! Because Rome gave us a matana told him. Gave us a matana. This matana of Shabbos. So important to keep up the feeling that we had, we should have had, and Yom Kippur, and that's Mansif Hussein, is only if we continue by Shabbos, every Shabbos, feeling this Shabbos, you know, for yeshiva, you know, home, to see that it's a Shabbos. Home is the one is fun. Sit at the table with the pajamas, people not dressed properly, Shabbos afternoon, not enough. Oh, Shabbos, to come in Shabbos. How can you live this way? How can you love this way? The style of life, to daven late, to come, to show late, to start Mosei Shabbos, the earliest minyan. There's three minyanim, I'll take the earliest one. Shabbos! Marun Lovo, Nachum Ratzei, that's how it should be. Shabbos. To have this Kedusha, because the Baruch put in this. As they said, we had Shabbos in Mochel HaTorah and Osef. We don't speak about it enough, and especially we don't speak about it in Shabbos. We speak about everything but Shabbos. He's a very basic creed of this time is telling us, Baruch Gimash Yom HaShir HaKayisha, so that there's an opportunity to enjoy the Shabbos. Asher Mishu Zoichel HaHavin Zos. B'mayor B'kabol Es HaShabbos. U'achel Lo Teis Memenu. Ke L'kabol B'ruch HaShem. Habam Emela B'kabol HaShabbos.